Ramban writes in this week's Parsha, Parsha Samor, a comment about this season of the year, about Sfira Sa'omer. What I believe is the most famous comment by the Ramban about Sfira Sa'omer appears in Parsha Samor, but not in the Psukim of Sfira Sa'omer. It actually appears a couple of Psukim later when the Torah discusses Shmini Atzeres. And Ramban develops the idea that Shmini Atzeres is not only called Atzeres Miloshen Atzor, like on the bus, you ask the bus driver to stop. That's what Rashi quotes. Based on the Gemara in Sukkah, Rebbe Shalom is saying, please don't leave just yet. Ikvu imi od yom echad. It's hard to have you leave. Stick around a little longer. That's why it's called Natzeres. Hashem asks us to stop. Don't leave just yet. And the Ramban says that Al-Derech, he starts to say Al-Derech, so there's another layer. It's hard to know everything that he's saying there. Usually the practice is to follow the Ramban's instructions, and when he says Al-Derech, so Al-Derech, Emes, he just skip it. Those are the instructions he gives us in the introduction to the whole Pirush HaTorah. He says, when you see that I'm telling you I'm getting to Kabbalah, if you're not initiated, that's your... Just skip the next paragraph. I think this one is one of the few Al-Derech HaEmeses that the practice is to learn a little bit of, at least. It's hard to make out everything that he's saying there. But at one point, the Ramban does develop the idea that... The Shmini Atzeres doesn't just mean where you stop. It sounds like it means the where everything converges. It's the end point, the destination. And he says, you know, that in biblical Hebrew, the Shalosh Regalim are referred to as Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaShavuos, Chag HaSukkos. In Mishnaic Hebrew, it's Pesach, Atzeres, and Chag. We understand why Chag HaMatzot is referred to as Pesach, for the Karban Pesach. The fact that Sukkah is referred to as Chag, it's in a certain sense the ultimate Yom Tov, certainly the maximal description of Simcha and Chumash. But why is Chag HaShavuos called Atzeres? What does that mean? See, he suggests that it's paralleling Shmini Atzeres. That's where he develops this idea. He says, Sukkah, Shmini Atzeres, you have a day of Yom Tov, then you have 6 days of Chol Moed, Min HaTorah, and that leads you to Shmini Atzeres. It climaxes with Shmini Atzeres. It says, Pesach, you have the seven times 7 days, leading from Pesach to Shavuos. Or alternatively, you have around a week, you have a week of Pesach, then approximately another 6 weeks of Sfira Sa'omer, leading up to and culminating in Shavuos. And there's a sort of like a Sfira Sa'omer, sort of like a macro Chol HaMoed connecting Pesach and Shavuos. Almost like Chol HaMoed and the Pesach and Shavuos, sort of like one larger macro Yom Tov, with the Sfira Sa'omer serving as the Chol HaMoed, again bridging from Pesach to Shavuos. So a lot has been written and thought about that. But somewhat tongue-in-cheek, if we're in the middle of Chol HaMoed, because we're in Sfira Sa'omer, so let's channel some Chol HaMoed trips. Chol HaMoed trips. For some of us, depending on one's industry, definitely now is the season, if one is teaching, to take kids on Sfira Sa'omer trips and Chol HaMoed trips. And the tonight's focus on Siyas Hasharim, it will be helpful to imagine Chol HaMoed trip. So imagine, if you like the great outdoors, this is certainly more of a Sukkot trip than a Pesach trip. It's a corn maze. They're already harvesting the corn. Sometimes they'll harvest, instead of just harvesting straight across, they'll harvest at first in a way that leaves a path. So you start harvesting, you sort of create like a three-dimensional maze. Instead of just a maze on paper where you look down and you, with a pen, you try to get from the beginning to end, you have a three-dimensional maze with the walls made out of the uncut corn. And you are in the maze. So that's a whole other level.
three dimes.
The Ramchal describes it. Apparently, it was a common aristocratic diversion in early 18th century Italy. Halamaza doma. What's this like? We're near the end of Paragimel. You'll remember that we're in the midst of the Ramchal's sidebar, his first tangential essay in Paragimel. And it was building off of this in discussing Zahirus, in discussing the critical value, the critical importance of living contemplatively and living with thought and with calculation, living with cheshbon. So the Chazal comment, the Gemara Bava Basra, bo cheshbon in Sefer Bamidbar means not just come to the city of cheshbon, but come, let's make a cheshbon. Let's make cost-benefit analysis. But it wasn't just bo cheshbon, it was al-kein yomer ha-moshlin bo cheshbon. The Torah had said, the al-derech drash, that you should make cheshbon because that's the advice of those who practice self-control. We had left over the last time, sort of an odd the celebrity endorsement. HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs to tell us, well, you ought to make cheshbon nefesh, because after all, big tzaddikim, three out of four tzaddikim we surveyed recommend making cheshbon. Like, really? Is this Ribbono Shel Olam speaking? Yehuda Va'od Lakra, this is close to Newcastle. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the best source of advice. So why is it saying, the Moshlim say Bo cheshbon? Just say, God says Bo cheshbon. So last time we had seen that the first step in working this through had been recognizing the darkness of Olam Hazeh. That was a Gemara Bava Metzia commenting on a pasuk in Baruch Hinafshi. The Tashas Choshech Vihi Laila Al Derech Drash is 24 hours a day. Olam Hazeh is Doma Laila. Not astronomically, not visually, literally, not in a physical sense, but in a spiritual sense. Our spiritual vision is clouded. Things can be distorted because of the darkness of all the spiritual darkness of Olam Hazeh. And it's not that it's gloomy, but just that things are unclear. Olam Hazeh, things are not always as they seem, and it can be hard to figure out what's right, what's wrong. With that in mind, recognizing the choshech of Olam Hazeh, so the Ramchal now says, let's dig into the core issue. He says, think about a corn maze. Halamaza dome legan ha-mavucha, a garden maze. Ugan ha-natua, let's see, they didn't have corn. They weren't growing corn in the early 1700s in Italy, but they used some sort of bushes, some garden. The gardeners would make mazes. Ugan ha-natua, let's choka, yedua etzal asarim. This is a garden planted for fun, for sport. That's common among the aristocracy. Shahanatios asuyos kasalim kasalim. You have saplings that are laid out as walls. Uveneim shavilim rabim nevuchim umu'uravim. And they're laid out in a way that they create many, many different paths. And by design, very confusing. And they all look the same. You come to a crossroads, come to intersection. Should I go right? Should I go left? Should I go straight ahead? Who knows? It's all the same. The Avnam, Vatachlis, Bam, and the goal here is to get to the Achsadra Echad Shebbe Emtsa'am, to reach the platform in the middle. This is not, we're used to paper maze where it's end to end, one corner to the other corner. He says, imagine the goal is sort of a polar coordinates maze, where the goal, you start from the outside, and the goal is to get to the center. And there's a platform in the center, and the goal is to make it to that platform. So it's sort of a tease. Because as you work your way through the maze, you always see the platform. It's right over there. Sounds very simple, except, of course, by design, it's not so simple. It's not as simple as it looks. On the Mashrim Ha'elet, these paths, Mehem Yesharim, Magim Be'emes Achsadra, some of them will really take you straight to where you're trying to get to that platform. Mehem Mashkim Ha'adam Achikos Oimena. But some of them looks like going that way, and they go that way. But of course, like any good maze, some of them look like going that way, ends up swinging you all the way around. So here you're sort of getting teased, right? You sort there, you come to intersection, and there are a couple of different paths to choose from. So you assume, well, if the platform is over there, let me take the path that goes that way. That may work. Or okay, the path that goes that way actually swings me all around, and suddenly I'm on the other side and I didn't make it to the center. So what am I supposed to do? So you're in the maze. I'm in the maze. What do we do? Ha'olach ben ha'shvilim hu lo yuchal liros v'lo das klal im b'shvila amitiyo b'kozev. As long as I'm still in the maze, I cannot see whether this is right or wrong. Kikulim shavim. From a side view, from an eye level view, they all look the same. They all look the same. When I'm maze level, I can't tell the difference. Unless I've been here so many times that I remember the paths I recognize where to go. If I've driven this way many times, so I already know which way to go. But if I'm figuring out, if it's not my neighborhood, so how do I know what to do? So what's the solution? The solution, he says, is this. Solution is to get onto a different height level. So the solution is to be up here. But only for Aksadra, if there's someone who's already up on that platform and he got there and now he's standing up top looking down. Who roa kol adrachim lefanav? The fellow's already on the, if there's someone on the platform, now you're golden. Because for him, it's not a 3D maze. For him, it's a two-dimensional maze. He's up top, looking down on the achsadra. Who wrote echo adrachim lefanav? He sees all the paths. Umavchin ben amitin v'kozim. See, he can look down, and like anyone doing a paper maze, he can see whether this path is getting in the right direction or it's just going to swing you around and it's a dead end, it's a dud. Who yuchal, the fellow who's on the achsadra, who yuchal has here as haholchim bam. He's in a position to actually give meaningful advice to the people who are still in the maze. Lomar, zeda derech l'chubo. Take this path, make a right, make a left, go straight, turn around. So if you can picture this in your mind's eye, you're in the maze, and you're walking through, and you get to this crossroads, and it's not 100% clear which way to go. And you sort of intuit, well, you know, if the right now I see the platform, the destination is off to my right, so I ought to make a right turn. Yeah? Right or wrong? So that's my intuition. It seems like it's the way to go. You know, the Gemara has a phrase, Derech Kitzara Shi Arucha and Derech Arucha Shi Kitzara. Sometimes there's a way that looks short but it's really long. There's a way that looks long but it's really short. This seems so simple. 1, 2, 3, I just do this and that's the simple solution to my problem. If you grow us, I know if you can see down the road, this seems so simple, but it's going to end up, you know, down the run, in the long run, it's going to have all sorts of additional costs, all sorts of additional friction, all sorts of additional delays. And that other way that seems like it's going to be longer and more circuitous, initially it's more circuitous, but in the end, it takes me straight. So that's what I'm trying to figure out. I'm in this maze, and you know, it looks like I'm at the crossroads. It looks like if I make a right turn, that'll be the Derech Kitzara. If I go straight ahead, or certainly if I make a left, that seems like it's going the wrong direction, Derech Arucha. But is this really Derech Kitzara? Or is it what looks like a derech chitzar really a derech chitzar shi haruka, and vice versa? So how am I supposed to figure this out? I'm in the maze. I can't tell. But then I look up at the platform and there's someone there. And he's giving me instructions. And he's saying, make a left, don't make a right, make a left. I know it looks like you should make a right. Trust me, make a left. What do I do? If I'm willing to follow the advice of the fellow up top,
He told me to make a left and go that way. Yeah, that's going to swing around and get me to the right spot. I'm going to reach the destination if I follow, take the advice of the fellow who's already atop the platform. Mishalo yitzel ha'amin. But someone who refuses says, no, it looks to me like I should make it right. I'm going to ignore your advice. Yitzel lechaz achar einav. He's going to follow my eyes. Vadei shi'yishar oved v'legiyelav. So I'm going to get further and further lost. Should I just follow my own clearly limited perspective, or should I take the perspective, or should I take the advice of someone who clearly has superior perspective? So obviously, in that case, it's just a matter of geometry. Obviously, you want to assuming that the person is an honest person, of course he has better perspective than I do. So it says the Ramchal, if we have this image vividly in our mind's eye, I'm in the maze, and here's someone who's atop the platform, and he has perspective that I don't yet have. He says, "Kena davrazeh." The nimshal is a question of not geometry, but spiritual height and spiritual perspective. Misha adayin lo mashal biyitzro. If I haven't yet attained self-control, I don't yet have control over my yetzer hara. Hu b'soch hashvilim. So I'm still in the paths. I'm still within the maze. Lo yuchal avchin b'neim. I'm not able to tell the difference. What do you mean I'm not able to tell the difference? So this goes back to the first step that we had developed last time. That ze al mazeh shedom alayla. As we were talking about a couple, reviewing a couple minutes ago. Al mazeh has a certain darkness built in by design. HaKadosh Baruch Hu designed al mazeh to be confusing, to be spiritually murky. By design, it's not easy to figure out what to do. It's not just difficult to do the right thing. It's also difficult to even figure out the preceding step. What is the right thing to do? That's by design. That's by design. So is there any solution? He says, solution is there are people that have perspective that I lack. Why is all mazeh dark? Why is all mazeh confusing and murky? Because I'm still tachas memshalas hayetzer. Because they haven't yet emerged from the maze of the Yetzer Hara. So someone who's already past this level, so he's now looking down with the clarity that I lack. My vision is blocked by the walls of the maze. But once you've reached the top, so then the walls no longer block your vision. Looking down from atop, you have different perspective, you have more clarity. And he's willing to share his clarity with me. Take a look inside. If I haven't yet achieved this degree of self-control, of control of my Yetzirah, I'm still within the paths. My mind's eyes are still covered, occluded by the choshech of my Yetzirah. But someone else who's ahead of me, spiritually. Someone else who has the self-control that I lack, kvar yigiru lach sadra. So he already made it to the platform. Shkar yatsu min ashvilim. He's already out of this maze. Looking down from above, ro'im kol adrachim le'enehem beveir. See, he's able to see all the paths at the same time. He has that added dimension that I lack. Hu yehem yicholim ya'etz le'mishir te l'shmolim. So he has already succeeded in being kovish as Yitzro. So he has a perspective on the maze I'm in that I don't yet have, and he's in a position to give advice. If only I'll listen. It stands to reason they ought to take his advice. Amna mahia. Now, what is all? How did we get to all this? Now let's wrap everything back together. Amna mahia. It's a shame. No, lanu. And what indeed is the advice that these motion beats from give us? Bo cheshbon. Now we plug it back into where we started this whole tangent. Al kein yom ramoshen bo cheshbon. That pasuk in Parshas Chukas. It speaks to the importance of cheshbon nefesh. Also gives us a tool. Why does the pasuk give the mention the endorsement? Kadosh Baruch Hu needs Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need a haskama from tzaddikim. No, of course not. What the pasuk is teaching me, it's a two for one deal. This pasuk is teaching me two things. Item number two is Baal Cheshbon. Item number two is that Zahiris is the first step in growth. That to become a contemplative, thought-out person, that's the first step in a program of substance of growth. The other item that this pasuk is teaching me, the other tool, is the tool of seeking out Eitzah from people of more perspective than I do. It happens to be their Eitzah is Baal Cheshbon. But the Torah is also teaching me a point of process, which is I should be seeking out the advice of the Moshe B'Yitzrom. Now, it happens to be that there's a lot of richness here, because it's not happenstance. Why did the Torah teach me the idea of Hakein Yor Moshe over here as opposed to anywhere else? Why dafka in the context of Cheshbon did the Torah teach me this again? And that's really this tangential essay is the value of getting guidance from people with more perspective, the value of perspective, and the value therefore of getting guidance from people with more perspective than I, and that's the solution to the Choshech. Why dafki here? Why is this the context which the Torah sought? Chose to teach me the idea of Akeim HaMoshlem, perhaps because this is the most fundamental expression of it. Bo Cheshbon, it means you have choices to make in life. Think through which is right and which is wrong. Look beyond the obvious. That's exactly that. That's exactly this Moshel. So, and the value of perspective is particularly pronounced in the context of living with Cheshbon versus living without Cheshbon. It's not only the first piece of advice, but the most apropos piece of advice to get from someone who has more perspective. Make the cosmic calculation. Think cost-benefit analysis. Think, play the long game. Think how are different paths going to play themselves out. Farhem Nisu, someone who's giving this advice, he already tried it. He's learned from experience. You want to get to the end of the maze. You want to get to the platform. It has to be with Cheshbon. Without Cheshbon, nothing. It's not going to work. So this is first major tangent. Recognizing A. What it means, Almazeh is Choshech, nothing gloomy, nothing negative, nothing melancholy at all. But it's recognizing that life by design is murky and spiritually confusing, and that a key tool in cutting through that type of darkness and confusion is seeking out advice from someone who's already past it. Now, let me just close with one nakuda here. The way he's presenting is sort of binary. In other words, are you still in the maze or are you out of the maze? Am I still grappling with my Yitzhara or am I really kovish my Yitzhara? But he doesn't, I don't think he means to say that the tzaddikim are people who are done. They're done, they're still alive. They still have their own Yitzharim. It's not like the tzaddik that I'm seeking advice from, that he's already totally been kovish his Yitzhara. No, it's not a single. So the way I would further develop this mashal is think about a ropes course, a multi-tiered ropes course. So you make your way through the ropes course, and at the end, you're able to climb up, and now you go to the next level of the ropes course. And you make the end of that, and you're able to climb up to the third level of the ropes course. So the tzaddik up in the achsaga, he's now dealing with his own maze, but that's sort of the next level maze. But where he's at, he doesn't yet have clarity in his maze, but he's at least able to look down to my level maze and give me clarity. And v'chein hala. At every stage, a Jew wants to, that's this key tangent. At every stage, there'll be confusion. At every stage, there are certain things I've already figured out and things I already have clarity on. And there are new stages in life that I haven't yet figured out. Whether it has to do with a new, chronologically new stage, I figured out raising a certain age kids. I haven't figured out raising this out. I figured out little kids. I haven't figured out. Yeah, I don't have perspective on raising teenagers. I have perspective on raising teenagers. I don't have perspective on being a grandfather or being a parent-in-law, whatever it is. Or it could just be beyond chronology, different stages in my developments. I've conquered certain Yitzhara, Baruch Hashem. I have have perspective on what I've already accomplished, and there are other things I haven't yet accomplished. And every stage is going to be this way. Every Jew is always in the state of whatever level maze I'm at, I need to find people who are a step or two beyond, who are in a perspective to give, who are in a position to give the perspective that sort of eitzah that can help me. And the first, most fundamental eitzah of all is Baruch Cheshbon, is to live life with thought and to actually figure out which is the path. There is a right path and there are wrong paths, and to think carefully at which, to identify with Zahiras, which are the correct and incorrect paths. Go ahead, Heber.